Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Abundant creative life. The Trinity reveals God more as a verb than a noun. God is three relations, which is mind-boggling for most believers. Open to this honest notion of God as mystery, who can never be fully comprehended with our rational minds. God is dynamic, a verb more than a static name. God is interbeing itself. God is formless, the Father. God is form, the Son. And God is the very living and loving energy between those two, the Holy Spirit. The shape of God is the shape of everything in the universe. Everything is in relationship and nothing stands alone. It brings us inside the wonderfully open space of not one, but not two either. Sit stunned with that for a few moments. God is a circular dance, perichoresis, of total outpouring and perfect receiving among three intimate partners. Any notion of God is not giving, not outpouring, not self-surrendering, not totally loving is a theological impossibility and absurdity. God only and always loves. You cannot reverse, slow, or limit an overflowing water wheel of divine compassion and mercy and a love stronger than death. It goes in only one constant eternal direction toward ever more abundant and creative life. God is love, which means relationship itself. Jesus represents a thou in relationship to his Father and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the model and metaphor for all of creation being drawn into this infinite flow of love. Thus he says, "Follow me, and I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be also." Jesus represents the universal body of Christ that God has loved before the foundation of the world. He is the stand-in for all of us. The Jesus story, in other words, is the universe story. He embraces his union with God, and he hands on union with God to us through this fully participatory universe. Believe in an ontological, metaphysical, objective union between humanity and God. It changes people and offers them their deepest identity and form. Transformation. God invites us into the God self as friends and co-participants. Our actual form is human divine, an inclusive sonship and daughterhood to the crowds, a divinely implanted sharing in the divine nature, which is called the indwelling spirit or the Holy Spirit. This is the foundation on which we must and can build and rebuild a civilization of life and love. Soul. Soul implies a symbiotic relationship. Once we find it here in ourselves, we'll find it over there too, our deepest inner connection with each other and reality itself. The simple statement, "I believe in God," offers us an intimate reminder that we are not alone. To say, "I believe in God," means that there is someone who surrounds me, embraces me everywhere, and loves me. Someone who knows me better than I do myself, deep down in my heart, where not even my beloved can reach. Someone who knows the secret of all mysteries and where all roads lead. Believing in God means saying, there exists an ultimate tenderness, an ultimate bosom, an ultimate womb in which I can take refuge and finally have peace in the serenity of love. If that is so, believing in God is worthwhile. It makes us more ourselves and empowers our humanity. No matter how lost we get, the Holy Spirit keeps pointing us back home, to love, to connection, to meaningful relationship with someone or something else. To soul. It's only God in us that knows God. It's God in us that loves God. It's God in us that recognizes God. That's soul. Trinity is a fountain fullness of overflowing love. The three empty themselves and pour themselves out into each other. They can empty themselves because they will forever be refilled. Most of us can't risk letting go or emptying out. We can't risk letting go because we aren't sure we will be refilled. To understand this mystery of love fully, we need to stand under the flow and participate in it. It is infinite outpouring and infinite infilling without end. It can only be experienced as a flow, as a community, as a relationship, as an inherent connection. Everything is attracted to everything, that life is attracted to life, that love is attracted to love. God planted this whirling, alluring attraction of life toward life and everything created. Once we allow the entire universe to become that alive and dynamic, we are living in an enchanted world. Allow the infinite flow to flow through you. It's only experiential, and it's only known in the mystery of love when we surrender ourselves to it, when we grant the other inherent dignity and voice. The contemplative mind refuses to objectify. It grants similarity, subject-to-subject relationship, likeness, symbolism, communion, connection, meaning. We live in an alive universe where we can never be lonely again. Unfolding of Love. God as Trinity is Source of Love, Word of Love, and Spirit of Love. It is the origin of all love that exists. That Source of Love has been revealed in the Word of Love. The Source of Love is continually enacted in the Spirit of Love. Love means that our relationships with each other have the potential to mirror such divine threefold love. The human person grows and matures more to the extent that he or she enters into relationships. Everything is interconnected, and this invites us to develop a spirituality of global solidarity. We can choose to exercise the unfolding of love in our lives. We can meditate on a God who is love, who has enfolded God's self as love at the core of who you are, and empower you to participate in the unfolding of that love in the world. Through that meditative power, we will come to better enact love in the world. Our hearts can literally change our brains. Our altered brains will change our actions. That unfolding of love means you are empowered to live out your life in relationships that are loving, that engender mutuality and equality in the world. God is love related to the world in a threefold pattern of communion. Assimilating this truth, we gain fresh energies to imagine the world in a loving way and to act to counter the self-destruction of violence. God is a gracious rule of saving love and communion. Male and female are equal partners, as are Jew and Greek. Justice, peace, and the well-being of all creatures are the goal. Knowing God is impossible unless we enter into a life of love and communion with others. The nourishing bonds of community on earth, created by the Spirit, are all icons that reveal the one God's unfathomable triune relational nature oriented in compassion toward the world. Whenever the human heart is healed, justice gains a foothold, peace holds sway, an ecological habitat is protected. Wherever liberation, hope, and healing break through, wherever an act of simple kindness is done, a cup of cool water given, a book offered to a child thirsty for learning, There, the human and earth community already reflect, in fragments, the visage of the Trinitarian God. We become committed to a fruitful future inclusion of all peoples, tribes, and nations, all creatures of the earth.
The angels are listening. God is listening
on the earth.
I'm listening
on the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.